Welcome and everyone to our amazing class three with Kristen Balicki, and we have the keys to awakening masterfully, and we're talking about intuition today. So I'm going to pass it over to you.
Thank you, Kathleen. And hello, everyone. Thank you for being here today. I look forward to what we get to create through Module 3 of the Keys to Awakening Masterfully. We're going to explore intuition, as Kathleen greatly opened up with. And so today's an opportunity to connect with your inner clarity and divine guidance. And let's begin with our opening meditation. So we'll have our short opening meditation. We'll go through what I'd like to present and share, and then we'll have a meditation at the end and time to ask questions and share your experiences. And of course, as always, I'll be interacting with you through chat. So if there's any time you want to share in chat anything that's resonant for you or you're experiencing, please feel free. I love the interaction. So inviting you into your body, if you're in a safe place to close your eyes and take a breath in. And with this breath, you're inviting yourself to be here and now, and exhaling out anything that isn't present in your moment, maybe what came before this moment. And as you're inhaling, continuing to invite yourself here to this moment, feeling your body, noticing how you are in your seat. Maybe you need to adjust to feel more comfortable, to allow your body, your nerve system, your mind to settle and quiet, continuing your connection with your breath in and out. Slow, gentle breaths. Slow, gentle breaths. Inviting yourself here. Noticing your mind, inviting your mind to quiet. Deepening your breath into your belly to drop your energy down into your body. Allowing your face to relax, your shoulders to relax. Your hips. Maybe if you're sitting and your feet are on the floor, you allow your hips to become square so your feet are equally balanced on the floor. Or if you're sitting, that you adjust your hips so you're equally sitting on one, on both sides of your bum, and your hips are settling in. Just giving yourself a big hello. Maybe placing one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly, just saying hello to yourself here today. In this moment, noticing how you can expand and quiet when you begin to presence with your breath and your body. Inviting a golden light around your body. Inviting that light to be fluid and flowing above you, below you, in front of you, behind you, your left, your right, all around you. And inviting with your breath for it to inhale and exhale with you. And inviting it to expand out as far as it wants to go. To support you today in feeling your space, feeling your energy, feeling your presence, and the greater expanded field of you, your energy, your higher self, your connection to all that you are. Inviting your breath to come in to your heart and circulate this light through your body, circulating golden light to meet the light that's already present in the cells of your body. Inviting the light within and the light without to open the space in your body even more, to bring energy, to bring vitality, clarity, strength, presence. Good, thank you. And in the center of our circle today, for all who are present and all that will be joining the recording, you get to let's connect through our breath into a golden circle of light, a golden ball of light in the center of our circle to bring us into resonance, coherence, presence with each other from wherever we are upon this earth. That we receive and share all that is aligned, and that all that we do receive lands perfectly within our consciousness to support our growth, our embodiment, our awakening. And if you wish to, placing an intention that you have, maybe with anything that we've spoke about up to this point, and/or your intuition, and the I am present statement. It already is. I'm placing it in that golden ball. Beautiful. Thank you. Feeling your feet, feeling your hands, finding a place within the center of your body that you can breathe from. You can allow yourself to be in deep listening, awareness, connection, interaction. Inviting the choice of your awakening, the choice of your trust, inviting trust and inviting the inner voice, your inner compass, your inner guidance and intuition to be present here in the way that you can receive today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll begin to share. And if you'd like to, I know we came right in, went right into the meditation. If you'd like to share in chat where you're calling in from. And maybe anything that's been on your heart and your mind from maybe our previous conversations and connections. Just to know where you're at. I'd like to know what you're experiencing and where you're at today. And also, if you'd like to share. Let's start with that, and I'll begin into, and I'll ask a, I'm going to ask a couple questions in just a moment. Yeah. So, intuition. I like how it sounds in the very beginning. Intuit, intuition. We're into it, right? What are we into? We're into ourself. We're into ourself. We're into our soul. We're into the space within that aligns and opens up. And we have these words with in front of them, right? Intuition, inherent. And our intuition is an inherent quality that we all have. And I know sometimes it feels like maybe we don't, or there's that struggle, like I don't hear my voice, or I don't get information or guidance. And so I'd love to, if you wish to, who of you feels that you have a good connection with your intuition? Put a one in chat. Yeah, thank you, Monica. Continuing to feel my heart opening. Yes, Barbara in Scotland, thank you for being here. Lynn from New York City, this has offered a deep shift into my inner resources. Perfect. Hi from Kualai, Kona, Hawaii. Yeah, hi, Mary. Thank you. And Laura, California. Look at all these ones. Fantastic. Okay. Who of you feels like you might not have that direct connection, or you want to open that up more? Could put a two in chat. Hi, Laura in California. Nice to be with you. Lucy in Saint Flavien, Quebec. Quebec, thank you. Yes. So some of you that put ones are also putting twos. That's great. And this is all coming in. That's awesome. They're all coming in at 11:11 my time. So perfect. Two. Hi, Lily in Southern California. Great. Ah, great. Yes. So perfect. So, what does intuition really mean? So, intuition is really, there's a few different definitions, which is really interesting to me because there's one definition that says the ability to understand something immediately without thought, reason, a conscious connection to it, right? You just get it, you know it, boom, it's there, right? We have those types of experiences, right? Just something that lands and there's no thought that has to be connected to it, right? And then there's also our in, another word, right? Instinctive, right? Something that's inside of us that's speaking, right? Our instinct, right? Something that comes from, a part of ourself that, because our bodies are an antenna, it's receiving and transmitting all the time, right? It's receiving and transmitting all the time. And one of the biggest pieces that I recognize with intuition is really getting connected with the body, right? Getting connected with the body. And what's really cool, who else here, you can just put a one in the chat, likes to know the where words come from, like etymology. Like I always like knowing where words come from because it really gives us the history of how it was thought of, when that word first maybe was created and how it came into being and how, a word that maybe we use so often gets to have its presence known from its roots. And so intuition actually comes from these words of consider, contemplate, comprehend, right? And it actually originates from the Latin verb contemplari, which means to observe or gaze at. And con is with or together. And templum, right, is a place of it. The term templum originally meant the space of from which we observe. And this was like maybe a physical space, like a temple. Contemplate, con with the temple, template or the template, right? So it's a process of an observation, a consideration, and often with a sense of intention and purpose. So our inner voice in the temple of our body, the temple of our being, because we're together with ourself, is speaking with intention and purpose, right? And so this is where we what I feel is, since we're going inward, from my experience of my intuition, it's such a deep inward experience. It's not something that's coming from outside of us, right? Maybe unless it's from a guide, right? But we're talking about our intuition, which is our inner guidance, our inner compass, our inner knowing, what's already present within us. And as I said, we're a receiver, a transmitter all the time, right? We're receiving and transmitting all the time. So if we can come in and recognize this is the temple, of my being, my body, as we were talking about, even in the, in the first module as the awakening, this is where we are. We're in our body. And intuition really takes the opportunity for us to slow down, go inward, be quieter, right? Because a lot of times we can overlook, not listen to, or not hear, or not feel, or not notice our intuition because our mind is going so much. Right? Or later on, we're like, oh, I heard that, but we were so busy in what we were doing that we didn't give it any attention. We didn't consider it. We didn't observe it. Right? So to give a little background, for me, my intuition started showing up at a very young age. And then, I went through life and it start and just had life's experiences growing up, and I kind of shut off for a while due to, being bullied and different things. And I kind of just went into a totally shut off zone because I just wanted to shut the world out. And then it started waking up more in my later teen years and in my 20s. And so I explored different ways to understand what was happening, taking different, I took a medical intuitive course in my 20s, and it was just a natural thing for me to have and to develop. And so what's intuition is a part of our self-development, right? A part of our self-development that takes patience and that also takes relieving the pressure of having to have it because it's already there, right? So this also goes into how we go into that I am presence experience rather than the lack that I don't have it, it's not here, I'm not receiving it. Because on some level, your system is receiving it. It's just opening to it and inviting yourself to receive it. And the biggest piece is that we all don't receive the same way. I mean, yes, there might be all, people who are clairaudient, clairvoyant, have those abilities. But so what I want to work with you on today is relieving maybe any of the pressure of how you think you should be receiving because of how you see others receiving. Right? I was in a session with a woman many years ago, and she was lamenting about not being able to hear her inner voice and all of those things. And so we just sat in a meditation like we're going to do in a little while. And I was like, okay, just let's let go of any of the ideas of how you think you should be receiving your inner guidance, your intuition, your connection, your whatever, right? Just set it free. And then let's tune and invite your body to show you. Right, to invite your body to show you. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, wait, yeah, I'm familiar with that feeling. I feel that feeling a lot. I just don't pay attention to it because she was overriding it because she thought she was supposed to receive by hearing a voice, right? And that's not how it works for all of us. So today we're going to experience it. We're going to get the opportunity to let go of these ways. And then some of you, like myself, may receive in multiple ways, right? That's just who we are. This is our makeup. And so, one of the things I've noticed in the spiritual awakening path is that people get caught up in what others are doing and or judgment because you're not, because, oh, I'm awakening, I should have this ability, or I should be able to do that, or I want to be able to do this. We put all this ideas and pressure on ourselves to have something that maybe could already be there. We're just not giving it attention because our minds are going about what it should be or what it shouldn't be or how it should be or how it shouldn't be, right? So this is an opportunity today to go, let's just, again, we're going to go deepen into that trust and open the channel from which we receive. So I'd love to hear in chat how you receive. How do you receive? Is it a sensation? Is it a vision? Is it just a knowing? Is it, do you hear a voice? Do you get a tap on your shoulder? How is it, right? How, I'd love to hear from you how you receive, how you know you receive. And like for myself, I was at first, I was just having multiple layers. I see something And then I would know it, and then I would hear things about it, and then I would sometimes feel it in my own body, right? And so it was just some, I'm just a multi-sensory person, and I've been that way my whole life. I'm a multi-sensory person. And some of us aren't. And so the first thing is to accept yourself. Accept yourself. Accept how it is that you may or may not receive. Right, or hear or feel or whatever it is. That's a big piece. Great, Monica. Knowing audio, hear things when journaling. Great. Knowing, feeling voice. Great. A lot of you are multisensory too. Hearing voice in mind's ear, movement, melody, dreams. Beautiful. Okay, great. Yeah. So a lot of you already have this alive within you. So those of you who do have it alive within you, great. We can deepen in and clarify that. So because a lot of times what happens is, like, how do I know it's my inner voice, right? How do I know it's whatever talking to me, or it's true? Well, if you notice, for those of you who do have that, and for those of you who don't, you may recognize this by the time we're done today, is that sometimes that voice is very subtle and very direct. It's just slow down. Or turn right. Or, and it could just be a feeling in the body, like your body wants to go in that direction. Or you may get tingles or chills when somebody says something, or you may see something out in the world. A lot of people are like that too. You hear a conversation, or you see something on it, in a movie or something, and you're like, whoa, I get that. I know that. Right. And but then it's also leading you somewhere in your own life, like, okay, I got to do that. Right. So there's all these ways that it can come through. And so the discernment is where I think we get caught up, and or the trust to be able to listen to it and apply it, right? So we're going to explore all of that today. So I'd love to know from you, yeah, Mary, from a deep space within my gut. Absolutely. There's that power of instinct, right? That power of the gut brain, the power of the part of us that's, connected to life through that transmitting part of the body. Great. And Amber, I thought I was mostly clairsentient, but I've come to realize I'm more naturally claircognizant. I just struggle with discerning it from my ego sometimes. Okay, great. So that's where I was headed. So first, let's release the perfection around it. Right? That's one key piece, is the perfection around always listening and always applying. Because honestly, from all the years that I've been hearing the voice, I haven't always listened and applied it, right? There are moments where we won't. And some of the bigger things that happen in our life where, we can look back and say, oh, I should have listened. I heard that voice, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? You made the choice that was aligned in the moment. And that was part of your training ground. Because then when you looked back and you said, wow, I had that sensation, or I heard that voice, or I felt that tingle, or I, saw that vision, or whatever it was, it's like, oh, wow, right. That's how I receive. That's how I receive. So when I feel that, see that, hear that, experience that next time, I will know that that's my intuition speaking. And I will be sure to, hopefully, I'm going to invite myself to engage, observe, consider, right? That information that's coming through my temple, so that I give it some space and I give it some, as we were saying, consideration. And this is where we have that inner dialogue. Again, to be able to discern, okay, is this my ego? Well, guess what the ego is going to do? The ego is going to take you down a track it's familiar with. A lot of times, our intuition is going to take us down a track that we're not totally familiar with. And that's why it can bring up doubt, fear, confusion, and so on, right? Our intuition is going to direct us on our path that allows expansion, allows growth, allows change. Our ego is going to want to keep us right where we're at, right? Because that's what the ego does. It's like, I'm familiar with this. I'm in control. I want this, right? So if you hear something and you feel resistance, like your body and your mind's like, I don't want that, then you know it's probably something that wants to take you somewhere. It wants to show you something new, or it wants to engage something that maybe even you're asking for, right? And so this is the challenge when we keep asking for something, but we're not giving the space for it to come through because we're overlaying it with, the way it needs to be or has to be. So this is where we get to slow down, be patient, and come into that inward space, right? Our intuition is inward, where if we're willing to receive, we will receive. Okay. And also to relieve the pressure that it's going to be happening all the time. It's not happening all the time, right? We live life, right? I just sometimes laugh because sometimes I'm like, why didn't I hear that or whatever it is. It's like, yeah, you want to know what? We're living life. Our intuition shows up when it's needed. It's not like we're going to be constantly receiving some inner guidance, because sometimes we receive something and we have to observe it and consider it for a while for it to land and for it to anchor, for us to nourish it, for us to take it in, for us to allow the information to be what it is, unless it's one of those instant moments of like you're on the road and something's telling you to slow down or turn right, or left or whatever it is. And you're like, okay, got it, I'm doing it, right? That's the difference. Sometimes it's very direct, it's very in the moment, it's very like do now. That could be a part of, the protection mechanism of your system and your knowing, or it could be something that's nourishing something that's just really true to who you are and wants to have a place to land within you, right? Or it's that sensation. Like I said, it's not always a voice. Like I said, turn right, slow down. It could be your body going, oh, whoa, the body wants to put its foot on the brake pedal, or the body, is starting to lean in the direction that, you want, that it wants to go in to support you and whatever is present. Like, for example, I was on a road trip with my sister in 2004, and we were traveling through California, and we had, drive in, and I was driving on Highway 1. And anyone that's familiar with Highway 1 in California, we were in Southern California, or kind of by Big Sur area, and it's just windy, curvy, and it was dark. And I just got this message like, slow down. And I was like, slow down. Okay. And I just was like, okay. And I just took my foot off the gas pedal and let the car slow down. And not seconds later did this like sporty car come zooming around a curve in my lane and back out. And if I had been going at the speed that I was going at initially, that might have not have ended up in a very particularly good situation, right? So this is where, we can start to discern those direct intuitions and those more nourishing guidance of the moment. And so I'd love to know, like, for those of you who are wanting to explore your intuition, what are the pressures that you're feeling, or what are the challenges that you're having? Is it doubt? Is it fear? Because I know that fear can come up when we do receive something and we're like, ah, that's a change, or that's something new. I don't know how to do that, or I don't know what to do with that, Or like, for those of you who put a one in that said you want to, deepen your intuition, or the two, what's that? Where's that coming from? What's your intent? What's your motive, right? Around wanting to deepen and connect, or even have access to your intuition. I'd love to hear from that. Yeah. Lucy, yeah, vibes to body. Jan, signs from surroundings. Great. Yeah. Monica, doubt, not the same as others are receiving. Yeah, see, too much brain chatter, Judy. Yeah. So that's that, those are some big pieces right there. So I like that you brought that in, Monica. Doubt, not the same as others are receiving. Because when I first started out too, especially because mine started out with more healing work, energy healing and medical intuitive work and such like that, where it was like, oh my gosh, I see this. Do I share that? I don't know if that's okay because I'm receiving it, but I don't know if anyone else is, or if that's true or whatever. And I just had to just do it and just say it. And what happens is if you are willing to do that, willing to slow down, observe it, consider it, take time with it, and then be like, okay, great. That's what it is. And this is, comes into that trust again. That trust that your inner self is not going to sway you somewhere where you don't need to be. And the receiving part, we're all unique. And we're going to be receiving things differently. So this even goes bigger for me, right? It's like when I'm receiving something, especially when I was receiving all this information from, Metatron and Melchizedek and all these beings showing me the way the dimensions work and the universe and all this stuff. And then I see other people's information and I'm like, huh, it doesn't quite align, right? Like, what is, why? Why, But what we get to do is remember that we're just one aspect of Source. And we're seeing it, we're perceiving it, experiencing it as a soul from our angle of reality. We're one spoke on the sacred geometry, or we're one vortex with the many spokes in the sacred geometry of reality, of this creation. We're going to receive things differently. We're going to receive a different, maybe a different perspective and a different angle that's still a part of the greater whole. And what's really cool about receiving differently or receiving information that's different than others is that we get to present a different angle, a different perspective for growth, for awareness, but it still fits into the whole. Right? Does that make sense? So, yeah. Laura, I doubt I know what I know. Be more embodied. Yeah. Lynn Fisher. Yeah. Trusting its source. Yeah. So we're going to get into that. We're going to trust the source, right? And so this is where we're unraveling the mind. We're unraveling the conditions. We're unraveling the programs. We're unraveling the patterns that we can't trust ourselves, right? That there's some other authority out there that knows better. And that's where a lot of that doubt comes from, because we've been told that all our life, right? Listen to me, I know better. Like if your parents have ever said that, right? Or a teacher, or maybe if you were in church or something like that, right? Some outer authority knows better. And you need their counsel to be able to make, the proper decisions in your life. And this is where we get to unwind all of that and say, wait, no, I inherently have within me everything that I need. My inner voice is the truth. And so that's where, when we're discerning the difference, a lot of times when we take those moments to, as those root words, say, to consider and observe. Right? This is where, again, we slow down, we slow down, we slow down, we slow down. Right? This is where we take the pressure off of having to do something, having to achieve it, having to have it now, to slowing down, observing, and considering. So when we hear something, feel something, however it is that you receive, you say, okay, yep, I'm feeling doubt about that. Let me just observe it. Maybe where did I feel that come from? Where was that voice? Is it that same sensation or voice or experience that I have when I've known that it was right in the past, when maybe I didn't act on it and then it was like, oh yeah, I remember that, right? Or maybe I'm just getting familiar. This is an opportunity to slow down and just get more familiar. And yes, so there's that fear sometimes of, oh, is it an entity coming from outside of me? Is it a, like we say, like a subconscious voice, like a pattern that's repeating itself, or the ego mind? This is where that consideration and that observation really gives us the space to discern. Because the subconscious and the ego is going to keep giving us what we've already done. That's a real clear cue. It's going to give us what we've already done. And it will want to constrict around information that is coming in from ourself. Because then it's going to have to change and do something different. And our subconscious, as we know, and our ego can be very challenging to want to change and do something different, right? So, this is that invitation to say, wow, okay, this is new. This feels different. This is interesting, right? And also, it's going to come from within here. It's going to come from within this space. And so I feel that, Yelin, when you said trusting at source, and that brings in also maybe we have guides that are going, hey, you had an intuition. Are you going to listen? Maybe we're going to feed it to you again. And it feels like it's coming from the outside, right? It's coming from an outside field or an outside voice, right? And that's where you get to again have a dialogue. Okay, I'm feeling fear. I'm feeling doubt. I'm not sure. All right. Who's speaking to me right now? This is where you quiet down. We go into inner observation, inner connection. Who's speaking to me right now? Is it my intuition? Is it for my highest good? Is it for my highest good? Okay. Then if you have, this is where tools can come into play too, a pendulum or muscle testing. Or something like that, where it's like, okay, was that my intuition? Was that a guide? Was that an entity? Right? You can check, right? And then you can know. So, this is where we don't get caught up in our heads in it. Intuition is not about being in the head. Intuition is about slowing down, getting into the body, observing, having intention and purpose to connect with the self, free from those clutches of having or the pressure. And that's a part of the self-development that's on the awakening path that we can get impatient with, or we can get, a struggle around. But this is key. This is one of the major keys of our awakening. We slow down. We meditate. We choose to be in stillness. We choose to have that inner dialogue when our fears or our doubts or our discomforts, our resistances arise, right? And we breathe. So I want to know if that helps from discerning the ego mind, right? Of the ego and the subconscious is basically probably going to feed you similar stuff that's familiar and that creates similar results in your life from something that's nourishing and bringing something new, right? Yeah, how do pendulums work? Pendulums and muscle testing works by the frequency of your body. Like it's a, you're they already know what it's, let's put it this way. When you're using them from a place of curiosity, and you're not coming into it. So I don't recommend coming into muscle testing or using pendulums from that place of fear. Like, I gotta know, I'm confused, I don't know. That's where we go and sit for a minute. We take a pause, we get ourselves settled down. Maybe we listen to some nice calming music, or we go for a walk and let everything settle down. Maybe we read a book, turn our mind off from it. Sometimes that's what we have to do, is turn our mind off from it. Because if we keep beating on it, we're asking the same question over and over and over and over again. What we're doing is we're just like, bah, like we're putting too much in the airwaves. We're clogging the airwaves, right? We don't want to clog our airwaves. We don't want to clog our inner connection. We want space. We want space. We want quiet. We want connection. Right. And we can't have connection where there's too much going on at once, like Judy said earlier, mind chatter, right? Or whatever. So when we're connecting with pendulums and muscle testing, what it's actually doing is we're just, the frequency itself knows we're putting the mind and the chatter out of the way. And because, like I said, our bodies, if we're asking for our highest alignment, guess what? That's the energy that's coming through the pendulum. That's the energy that our body's aligning with. Like I use a standing body muscle testing where you can stand up, you tell your body to give you a yes. Normally, the body will move forward on its own. You just kind of let the mind go. And then you say, give me a no, and your body most likely will move backward. And if not, you kind of do a cross with opposite hands and opposite feet cross just to reconnect the circuits in your body. So you would have, you know, if you had left over right on your hands, you have right over left on your feet. And then you switch just to get the circuits. And you can do that in everyday life. That's the cool part about it. If you feel like your circuitry is out of whack, opposite hand, you know, put, you know, right arm over left on your over your chest like this. Do left over right on your foot. So you always want the opposite crossed on your feet and your hand on your arms. And then you sit there for a few moments and breathe, and then you switch. And you sit there for a few moments and breathe. And that realigns the left and the right hemispheres and of your body, of your system, of your energy, and calm your nerve system down too. And so if you're finding that there's no yes or no with the standing pendulum or your body, because your body is a pendulum, your body is the frequency of yourself. And so, like if you receive something, you can try that. You can stand up. Okay, body, give me a yes. And you always want to set the yes and the no before you state what you're testing, right? And same with your pendulum. You always want to get it set so you can set with your pendulum in your hand. Okay, I go, you know, give me a yes, give me a no, see the which way it goes. You know, I go by the name Kristen. It should go yes. Okay, great. It's set. It's giving you your yes on something that's a yes that you know is a yes. And then you state it. You always state whenever you're using a pendulum or your body testing or even your intuition, right? Your guidance, you always state it in the affirmative. Or the high, it's the highest alignment if I go to the movies tonight, right? Just using something simple, right? Yes or no. There it is. It's the highest alignment that this information that came through is true for me. Boom. Yes or no. Right? It's the highest alignment that this is my intuition speaking. Yes or no. Right? So these are ways that you can start to practice with your body energy and be another tool instead of just sitting there thinking, okay, I'm trying to receive something and I'm not, you know, you can have some external. And using your body itself, and just trusting that you are a receiver, you are a transmitter. And I use my body pendulum frequently sometimes if I'm just in motion during the day. You know, if I'm in motion during the day and I'm just like, I need a yes or no answer on this, boom, boom. And I always set center for a second, though, when I'm standing there, I center for a second, I breathe, and I ask for my soul and my highest alignment to be present. Do my yes, no, state the affirmative, yes, no. And I'm like, okay, great. You know, so this is just an opportunity to play. And so when we do our meditation, which we're going to do shortly, this is one of the pieces that I receive over and over and over and over again. No mistakes. Trust your choices. It's a part of your journey. No mistakes. Trust your choices. It's a part of your journey. Right? So let that sink in. Right? Let that sink in. To shift this whole idea of duality, of right, wrong, on path, off path, this way, that way, up or down, receiving, not receiving. Lack, having, all of that. There's no mistakes. Trust your choices. Our journey is about our self-development, our growth, not being perfect in everything, right? Because there already is a perfection within us that's running through us through the choices that we're making. Because we don't grow unless we make choices and learn from what's there. Right? And we learn from what's there. I mean, I've had some pretty significant things in my life that I haven't listened to. And I'm like, But what it did, looking back on it afterwards, going, Wow, I know that voice now. I know to listen to that when that comes through. There it is. There's the learning, there's the growth. So, this is where we get to release judgment from when we haven't listened or when we're doubting ourselves and we're not making the move. You will make the move in divine timing. You will make the choice in divine timing. What we're doing here on our awakening path is unraveling so much stuff that we've taken on. So let's be patient with ourselves. We're unraveling so much that we've brought into this life from other lives. We're unraveling thousands of years of stuff through our awakening process, right? So this is where we get to go, wow. Let's not get caught up in all the spiritual stuff out there in the world that says, oh, you should, be, doing this, doing that, having this intuition, having that acceptance. Like I said in the beginning, acceptance of ourselves for exactly where we're at. And we're choosing to go inward more. We're choosing to slow down more. We're choosing to take the moments with ourselves to consider what's present. To observe what's present so we can be in, right? Like if you think about that word contemplate, that the word intuition came from, which is kind of weird to think because they sound very different spelled and everything. But if we're with ourself, observing from the temple of ourself, and we're giving consideration to what we're experiencing. That is the most beautiful gift we can give ourselves. Right? We can even consider the doubt and we can say, wow, I feel like I don't know what I know. I feel like I'm doubting that. You want to know what, doubt? I hear you and I'm inviting trust. I am inviting trust from within me that myself knows exactly what's needed because I'm this soul that came into this body to come and have this experience on this planet. My soul didn't come in, confused and all this stuff. My soul and my inner guidance came in to support me along this path of my growth, of my self-development, of my learning, of my awakening. So it's got my back, just like we said in the very first module. It's got my back. It's got me. It's got my whole being. And it's the ego mind that's gonna wanna doubt, that's gonna wanna because it's not in control. Right? This is where that surrender piece comes in again, right? That trust and that surrender to be like, okay, I'm willing to listen, I'm willing to hear you, I'm willing to take it in. I know my body might feel resistance, I know that this might be a challenge, but I'm willing. To let it land where it's available to land right now. So let's just take a moment and we'll go into meditation. We're gonna take a moment, right? Take a breath in. First, let's have gratitude for the soul. Let's have gratitude for the temple of the body. That all of this is working through, that all of this is happening through. Say thank you. Wow. Thank you for all the functions that you have that are just running, functioning constantly without me having to do anything but be, maybe eat and sleep and whatever, but there's so much happening. That gives me space so I can slow down, so I can tune in, so I can connect. I'm just grateful for this opportunity right here, right now, to take a moment with myself. So grateful right here and right now to take a moment with myself. Take a deep breath in and just observe. Just observe what's present. Maybe the thoughts that are running, the feelings, the emotions, maybe how your sensations in your body. And just consider for a moment. And open to the inherent connection that's already within you, that you're here, right now, to grow, to learn. And there's been no mistakes. There's been nothing wrong. You're right here, right now. To invite maybe a little more growth, a little more learning, a little more patience, a little more trust, or maybe a lot more. Just feel and consider and observe what's open in your system right now. Just feel into your body, inviting yourself to be more quiet and just observe and consider what's present. And whatever is present is exactly what's needed. And it just needs maybe some attention, some connection, some awareness, some transformation. Maybe you get to talk to that voice within and say, ah, or the sensations within, or that place that knows, I appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate and thank you for the way that I've been receiving. Even if I'm not totally clear or trusting of it yet, thank you. Thank you. And just notice how that makes you feel in your body, what happens with your mind. When you turn inward and give yourself some space to be and observe, inviting yourself to be neutral, inviting your awareness, your consciousness, your mind, your body to be neutral, inviting that still point. The point from which all is received and transmitted, from the point from which all births from within you. Just dropping into your body even more, even more, even more. Quieting the mind. Feeling your breath. We're going to invite in this moment from this place of slowing down and connection to anywhere that we have doubted ourselves. Any of the places that we have been in confusion or fear, just going to ask for golden white light to flow through the body again to just soothe and soften the mind and the course of the nerve system where doubt comes through, or confusion comes through, or fear comes through. We're just going to ask all of that to just be gentle. As we invite all of that to. Good, yeah. We're going to ask for any of that from this lifetime, any timelines to clear from your physical body, nervous system, subconscious, energy body. Or you've doubted any inner guidance, intuition, been confused about any guidance or intuition, been confused or fearful of any guidance or intuition. We invite forgiveness, compassion, and clarity, willingness to choose clarity rather than doubt, confusion, or fear. Whenever it arises, I choose to slow down, choose to breathe, choose to center, I choose to observe and be clear. Inviting trust in. Let's invite trust. From what you received and felt and experienced through maybe a meditation from a previous gathering of trust, inviting that knowing, that sensation, that feeling, that experience of trust. Good. As we're in this now, let's ask for any of the programs or beliefs of pressure around having to have your intuition or inner guidance a certain way. Maybe like others, or it's clear, or it's better, or that you don't have it. Let's just take any of those beliefs or thoughts and just welcome them out. We're going to again put a golden light out in front and put any of that that you believe, that you feel, that you think, any of the pressures, ideas, beliefs around having it differently, having it better, not having it at all. Good. Yeah. Put it all out there. Good. Yep. There it goes. Any frustration with yourself, any emotions around having listened, having not listened, all the frustration around that the pressures have created in your system. Yeah, good. Any anger, frustration, regrets, resentments of self or others. Yeah, good. Beautiful. Sadness. Hiding. Ignoring, avoiding. God, I gotta say in a short. Yeah. Whew. Is being open to whatever is ready to clear from your system so that there can be a more open, clear space for you to settle into. Of your inner knowing, of your inner connection. Good. Yeah. Beautiful. So, again, inviting that energy of clarity, of trust, of your willingness to be open, free of pressure, acceptance of self, exactly where you are, with the knowing that growth is happening, that you're choosing growth with patience, divine timing, trust, clarity. Yeah, and anything that you're holding in the resistance of acceptance of self and patience and divine timing, good. Yeah, let all that go too. Whew, a lot wrapped up in that. Everything is as it is, as it is perfect in your body, in your mind, in your heart, in your life, in your experience right here, right now. Anything around mistakes or wrong or right, choices, not choices, choices you've made, any, yeah, good, or haven't made. Ooh, let's just empty all that out right now, as much as is available to empty out. Let's put it all into the golden ball of light. Getting lighter and lighter, freer and freer. Lighter and lighter, freer and freer. And placing maybe one hand on your heart and one hand on your body, just saying hello again to your body, to your temple, to your soul that's within, flowing through this body. Thank you. For all the growth that we've had and all the growth that we will continue to have. I'm open to trusting and opening to the ways that I receive to deepen and strengthen my capacity to listen, to feel, to hear, however it is that I receive. I'm open to allowing that, trusting it, observing it, considering it, giving it space. Slowing down so I can be in the experience to fully take it in. And dropping into the body even more, tuning in, welcoming this connection. Inviting that in your inner compass, your inner guidance, to point the way. And listen, I'm open to receiving. I'm open to receiving me. My inner guidance, my intuition is me. And then, as you're opening to receiving you, asking to show you, you may already know how you receive your intuition and just saying thank you and if there's anything else I need to be shown, or maybe you don't know, and just asking for your body, releasing all the ways in this moment, all the ways that you think you should receive or other people are receiving, and just open. Show me how I receive the clear guidance of myself, of my soul, of my being, that guides me along the highest path, the most aligned path, balanced path of this life. Good. Just seeing what arises here. And if you receive something, you notice, ooh, yeah, my body's showing me this, or I hear something, or there's an image, or there's a voice, however it is, or maybe there's still something that's really quiet and subtle that you're not quite receiving. Just inviting the mind to quiet even more. We're not reaching for it, we're not trying to figure it out. Just quieting the mind, letting go of the seeking. And just opening. And inviting with being patient and kind to yourself. Breathing into the body. We're going to ask all of that stuff that you put into the golden ball of light to transmute into pure energy. Just pure raw energy. Pure raw energy that's pure and whole for you in its highest aligned frequency for you to receive in this moment. Good. All of that has been transmuted. So, just inviting a flood of golden light to surround your body, inside your body. Beautiful. Taking a breath in. Tuning in and connecting. I receive myself with patience. I connect with myself with patience. I'm willing to slow down, take a moment with myself. To dialogue with all these feelings or thoughts that I'm having or doubts, whatever it is, trust. And every time it shows up, I acknowledge it. And then I invite clarity. I invite trust. I invite patience. I invite myself to receive. And I invite myself to take it in. I invite myself to meet the places of resistance or disconnect. With love, compassion. And I invite my intuition and my inner guidance. I invite that I know that it's there. That in slowing down and connecting with myself and choosing to observe and consider what does come through. That I enter into the temple of my being. More deeply, so that I may be free with what I receive and choose from this place, to live from this place. Beautiful. Taking a breath in, feeling your feet, feeling your hands. Maybe taking again another hand on your heart, hand on your belly. That your choice is to go inward. Beautiful. To continue to accept, trust, allow yourself to be you in the way that you are right here, right now, for a clear path of your intuition, your inner guidance, to have its way into your consciousness and awareness. Beautiful. Take a breath in. I'm just taking some moments to observe what came through. Notice what's present in your body, in your mind. And if you wish to, maybe if you wish to, writing in chat anything you experienced or any questions you have, now we can open it up to questions. And just like anything along our self-development process, our awakening, our growth, anything that we're learning or choosing, experiencing, it's practice, right? It's practice. There are still days sometimes where it's like, oh yeah, I heard that voice, but oops. Maybe I was moving so quickly too, right? But now there's for me, there's a muscle memory. I go, oh wait, slow down, slow down. There's that feeling or nudge or knowing or whatever again. Wait, time to take a moment, right? To listen, to feel, to experience it. So, yes, does anyone have any questions or observations? If there's anything you want to share from what came through? So, this remembering. In this moment, that there is a place of yeah, thank you, Deborah. Thank you. This was so good. July 1st, you're in Canada. Thank you. Family to E now. I'm not sure what that is, but thank you. Yeah. Yeah, happy July. Nice way to open up July. Thank you. Thank you for being with us, Deborah. Yeah. So, intuition is a process. It's a journey, right? And it's an opportunity to continue to just observe, experience, invite, Invite the trust, invite the clarity, and invite the opportunity. And of course, without the pressure or the lack or the discomfort, right? It's like going, ah, yep, all right. If there is discomfort or lack or pressure, going, wait, you want to know what? That's only going to, like I said, clog the airwaves. We got to slow down. I think that's one of the biggest keys in our awakening path is slowing down and taking the moments. Taking the moment to be with ourself, right? And to accept things and life as they are. Yeah. Amber, I feel I may have missed an opportunity that was sent to me for the perfect job that I've been asking for. How do you think the universe responds to that? Opening up different paths? Absolutely, Amber. I think that's a great question because, we make choices, right? And when we make choices, it creates an energy field and it creates, the way that energy is going to flow from there. And so, what I would say is, all right, you can sit with it and you can say, wow, I feel like that was the perfect job. What was it within me that made a different choice, that made the choice not to go into what I'm perceiving as my perfect job? Right. So then you get to really notice the self and what the thought processes were with that. What were the feelings? What were the experiences around it? Right. So that you get to know it. And the universe responds to that by saying, okay. Quote unquote, maybe they're not ready quite yet, right? Maybe you learn this. Maybe there's something else that needs to happen, or it's not even ready yet. Maybe you're ready for this instead. Right? Maybe you're ready for something else that's going to bring a certain level of growth or connection or awareness that that's what, that choice is leading to. Right? So, yes, different paths will open up. And what's really cool about this process, too, is that a lot of times those opportunities will circle back around, over time. It may not be with the same job or the same place, the same people, but maybe there's something there that needs to be attained or learned or known. And so, if you see it as an opportunity to learn, to grow, to experience, and to really be connected with, what is aligned for you, keep calling in what is aligned, because maybe what you thought was the perfect job wasn't what's aligned for you. And the part of you knew that. And so, you made the choice in that direction. Right? So you can sit with it and meditate with it and say, wow, why do I think it's the perfect job? Does it fit all the aspects of my life and my self-growth, my spiritual growth, blah, 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 this, that, or the other thing, right? And you can just sit with it. But yes, the universe opens up different paths and allows for what is aligned. For what you're choosing based on how you chose, where did you choose from? So, this is always a good question. Where did I choose from? Did I choose from fear? Did I choose from doubt? Did I choose from a knowing? Did I choose from, some information that I received? Where did I choose from? And what does that mean for me? What do I get to learn from that? What do I get to grow from that? Yeah, Lynn, felt a more authentic sense of presence and safety inside my actual body. Beautiful. Yeah, authentic sense of presence. Absolutely. I love that you brought that word in because our intuition is what's authentic. Our intuition is what's aligned. Our inner guidance, our inner compass, those knowings, that's what's our authentic self speaking through, right? And so this is where we get to deepen that process and connection of like, wow. If I'm really, my awakening is about being my authentic self, not being what somebody else is or what else is happening out in the world based on what I'm receiving as spiritual life or awakening is. No, I want to live my authentic life. If I'm living my authentic life, then my soul and my intuition is going to guide me there. Right? Yeah. And safety, beautiful. And our authenticity is where it's the safest. It's the highest vibration for those of you who've known. They've done, a lot of vibrational frequency tests. And I was reading the study on this some several months ago And everyone thought love was the highest frequency, and it is a high frequency. But then they found authenticity. When someone's just being authentic, guess what? You're including love into that, and it's a higher frequency than love. Based on a number, right? What we measure frequency in, it's actually like a greater energy field because there's no judgment, there's no resistance, there's no nothing. You're just flowing in complete, inner self, inner being, soul level source connection. Yeah. So, Carolyn, thank you, Kristen. Lovely experience. Sending out all the doubts and worries about divine timing, et cetera. I had a physical reaction of tingling right side of my head. Beautiful. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Isn't it amazing how much we hold in our bodies, in our space? And what happens when we choose to relieve ourselves from holding that? Oh man, it's incredible. And that's what this choice is. Sometimes we got to empty out and clear the airwaves and clear the space before we can be in touch with our intuition because there's too much static tension of all the thoughts or feelings around life itself or worries or divine timing, right? Yeah. Monica, very beautiful. I totally zoned out. Saw Jesus who said he is with me always. Yeah. And also a release of pain from my higher heart. Amazing. Incredible, Monica. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, divine guides, for being present. Yeah. Judy, beautiful meditation, releasing doubt to make space to bring in trust. Thank you. Absolutely. You're welcome. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I don't know, the word that just came was curse. Like, doubt is a curse of humanity, right? It's like such a drain on our energy and our field and our life, And I just wish for you that anytime you feel that, you just breathe in. Cause that's what I mean, honestly, I still feel doubt sometimes too. And when I feel that doubt, I'm like, okay. That's why I bring in that inner dialogue, because the inner dialogue is so key. Instead of just letting that feeling or that emotion or thought run the show, it's like, no, I'm gonna talk with you like it's a friend, not like it's a foe, not like it's something that you've got to like get rid of. It's like, doubt, wow, I know that maybe there's a fear or a distrust or something, or there's an uncomfortability. There's an uncomfortability on some level. What is it? Show me. Okay, doubt. And you want to know what? I know this feeling. I know this knowing. I know this sensation or image or this vision or this voice. I know it. You want to know what? Doubt, come with me into trust. Come with me into trust. And it's like it's that muscle, right? It's like when you start working out or whatever and you're using 5 pound weights and you're like, okay, muscles, I'm gonna do this until wait, maybe I graduate to 7 pounds or 8 pounds or 10 pounds, right? That's what we're doing. We're building our muscle, our building our inner capacity and our strength and our direction of mind, right? The observation and consideration to be present. And to connect with all these layers of ourself to then make the space for ourself to move into and to receive and to be and to apply the what we received, right? Yeah, Amber, that gave me great relief. Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah, Lynn. During meditation, I had to move quickly around the house, closing windows because of a sudden rain shower. Oh, geez. I was like, all right, let's bring some new energy and let's cleanse it out. Oh. Lucy, trust my intuition by listening to my body to give me more insights by surrendering to what is. Thank you. You're so welcome. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Listening to your body. Yes. Yeah. You give me more insights by surrendering to what is. Absolutely. 100%. When we surrender to what is, whoo, wow, a lot of space there. Can open up a lot of expansion, a lot of energy, because it's like, ah, oh, if I can accept what is and be with what is, then guess what? Then there's the space for the information, for the experiences to flow through to support you in what is and what's available and present, and then what gets to be from that availability and presence, right? Who you get to be, right? Yeah, Lynn, no sense of urgency, seamless as I was listening. Great, great, beautiful. Yeah, seamless. And, and I like that word too, seamless, because, on our awakening path, I feel like sometimes we get that feeling of like, oh, everything's just gonna flow. And we do. Sometimes those moments when you're just flowing and it is seamless and it feels so serene and peaceful and enlivening and all of that, right? And that's what we want with our bodies and this temple and our minds and our system is that fluidity of seamlessness, where our internal presence, our internal instinct, our internal soul intuition, like our body and our soul and our hearts, they're all moving in alignment. And we don't have to put pressure on ourselves to have that, right? We're accepting what is, and we're going to have those moments, and we're not going to have those moments. But what we're inviting through doing this is that breath of seamlessness that, and when we observe and consider what we're experiencing and being present with it and choosing from that space, then we're inviting that fluidity, that seamlessness, because we're in communication with it. We're not in resistance or separation from it, right? We're kind of going, wow, this is what's here. All right, if this is what's here, I want to connect with it because it's me, right? And I think this is where we get confused a lot, is, oh, that's not me. This isn't me. Where is me? Me is right here all the time. No matter what feeling, thought, experience I'm having, me is here all the time because me is having this experience. Me is having the doubt. Me is having the trust. Me is having the fear. Me is having the strength or the courage. Me is having the. It's all us. And so when we can do that, maybe we can start to then go, wow, then I'm going to accept where I'm at right now and have some connection with myself, right? Through that. And so what I would suggest over the next, week before we connect next, is to maybe listen to this meditation again and or just really start to slow down. I'm inviting that more and more and more. Take pauses throughout your day when you can. Where am I at? Where are my thoughts? How am I holding my body? Where am I chattering? Where am I being present? All of those things. Where am I at? Take those pauses. Wherever it's aligned. I take a lot of pauses when I go to the bathroom. I don't know what it is about my system, but I go to the bathroom a lot, right? I'm drinking water and tea and different things throughout the day. So, and I that's where I take a pause. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna just reset, or maybe one thing that I like to tell people too is if you have a challenge with taking those moments of pause, but you have your device around you, whatever it is, maybe you've got a watch or maybe you've got your phone. Put something like a gentle alarm on every hour, on the hour, so you get habituated to go, oh, wait, here's my moment to pause. Here's my moment to pause. I'm going to check in with myself. I'm going to connect, slow down. And then keep inviting and noticing how your inner voice is speaking and then what your response or reaction is to it. This is all just about observance, awareness, and the choice to connect with how you really want to be in relationship to yourself. And your intuition is yourself, right? So wonderful, beautiful connection today. I appreciate all of you for being here. I love the interaction. I love how you're showing up and just feeling you, especially when we're in meditation. It's like, wow, I'm like, you're all just so with it and present with it and just watching how you're choosing to go through the process. So thank you for really showing up 100%. And so next week, we're going to move this trust and this intuition into vitality, right? And creating a lifestyle that supports body, mind, heart, and soul so that we're really deepening our present choices, how we're leading our lives, so that we can have a lifestyle that really supports our awakening. And when we do that, it also increases our capacity to trust, to be with our intuition, because we're creating this temple as a vital, energetic experience, so of life. Yeah, Lynn, this is providing great relief and strength in the face of heartbreak and outrage about developments in our governmental systems. Yeah, so we get to be the ones that are creating a new reality by doing this, right? Because we create a different energetic when we do this on this planet. So thank you, Monica. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. I look forward to being with you all next week. Have a wonderful week. Much love to you.